Well, we want to thank our friends at U.S. Spares in Boynton Beach giving a gift this morning. U.S. Spares, Limited Liability Corporation, giving a one-time gift of $100. And that's going to be matched with $100. That's $9,613 now remaining in our matching funds challenge. And we're very grateful and thankful to you for calling here today and giving to WCNO Radio. That number to call, 888-221-8990, to make your pledge of support. The time 7:50 here at WCNO. Hola, Raiza. How are you this morning, Risa from Palm Beach Gardens, giving a gift this morning of $120. That's going to be matched with $120, Risa. And she believes that we are going to raise the matching funds before noon, and that somebody else is going to call and give big. Well, we believe that as well. God bless you, Risa. Thank you so much. Your $120 gift being matched with $120, and that becomes a $240 gift. So that's how it's working. If you've just joined us this morning, let me tell you what's going on. We got a big lift this morning as we started our day. We have a matching funds challenge from a friend of the ministry wishing to remain anonymous, a $10,000 matching funds challenge to get the day started. A $10,000 matching funds challenge that if we can raise $10,000 by noon today, that's 4 hours and 7 or 8 minutes away.
That's right.
We're counting the minutes already. The seconds are ticking away. We've got a long way to go. $9,493 remains in matching funds. Now, this is what's going on. Our friend has given a $10,000 matching funds challenge. If we can get that done by noontime today, that they will also give $10,000 to match up what we raise between now and noon. High noon. You ever watch the old cowboy movies where they meet me in the street, buddy, at noon?
High noon, yeah.
Come on out. We're going to have a shootout. Well, we're having a shootout with the devil today.
That's it. That's it.
We're calling him out. At noontime today, we need to have raised $10,000. And if we do, well, we will have a friend give $10,000 to match that up. That'll be a big step toward accomplishing our goal.
That'll help us a lot.
Yeah, it will. You know, I was reading this psalm this morning, 143, as we read it this morning. You know, David, a psalm of David, you know, David got himself in some trouble. Remember, David is described in the scriptures as a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read about David? You know, we know when he was a young boy, we were talking yesterday, how he went down to take his brother a lunch, and before the day was over, he went from being a shepherd boy to being a mighty man of God.
Right.
And we read the stories of how that he gained such fame, they said Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
That's right.
I mean, he achieved some notoriety, some fame, and I believe that David was well loved by his people. But we know he also couldn't keep his eyes in his head, and sometimes he looked over the fence and saw things he shouldn't be seeing, desired things he had no business desiring, and right, getting into trouble, and it cost him dearly.
Yeah.
And I don't know when David wrote this psalm, but I think maybe it might have been post-death of his son, a time when he was crushed. Because, you know, as I read this, he says, I remember the days of old. You know, a lot of believers, you know, that are our age, Jonathan, you know, you and I have had conversations like this. You remember when the Spirit used to move?
I do.
You remember when the power used to fall? You remember when you go to an outdoor crusade and people would just jump up out of their seats and come down to receive Jesus Christ as Savior? Do you remember when the evangelist was preaching more about heaven and hell than prosperity and a new car?
Yeah.
You remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, we think about those old days, and sometimes in our personal experience, we look back and you say, well, you know, I remember when I was walking close to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I would pray and God would answer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I could sit there and listen to Doug Oldham on the record player. Remember the old vinyl records? And a fella named Doug Oldham would sing, and I'd listen to the old hymns he was singing. And I remember raising my hands in the living room, and my kids looked at me like, Daddy's lost his mind. I remember those days. What's happened since then? Well, sometimes we get in trouble. Sometimes we stray down the road somewhere. Renew within me
clean heart.
A clean heart and a right spirit today, Lord. We're going to talk about that maybe a little more today. We have another giver giving this morning to our effort. And this is Gustav from West Palm Beach, a first-time giver here this morning. And we're very grateful and thankful to our friend in West Palm Beach. Gustav giving a gift of $100. That's going to be matched with $100. That leaves us $9,393 to go in our $10,000 matching funds challenge. We've got to get this done before noontime today. Gustav, thank you so much for your giving here today at WCNO Radio. You're a big blessing to us. The phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. We were talking about how things used to be. The time when, you know, the old moves of God. Well, if you think those days are over, you're not paying attention today.
That's right.
Because God is still moving. Mm-hmm. He's still pouring out His Spirit. He's still healing the sick. He's still saving the lost. He's still meeting needs. He's the same God. He has not changed. And we're here today to proclaim the good news of His love for you. And that's why we're asking you to give today to help keep this radio ministry on the air. What are we raising the funds for? For the continuance of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right here at 89.9 FM. The good news.
Amen.
To share that message of hope, salvation. Maybe you've strayed away, you've gotten a little cold, and you're looking for God to rekindle the fire that's within you.
Do it, Lord.
Friends, draw near today. Draw near. Draw near. Psalm 51. Renew within me a right spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Lord, we're just looking to you today to pour out your blessings and love upon the people of God that respond and give today. Father, for those that are a little cold today, for those that are a little dusty, for those whose faith needs a little polishing today, let them shine, Father. Lord, let the love of Jesus Christ just fall today in such a way that the Spirit of God begins to move in the hearts and minds of your people.
Amen.
Of every church, of every nation, of every tongue, Father, of every race. Father, let them call today. Let us rejoice together in unity of purpose, in unity of mind.